What if the key to a long, meaningful life wasn't found in a pill bottle or a retirement plan, but in something far simpler, a reason to wake up each morning? On a remote Japanese island, centenarians rise with the sun, tend their gardens, laugh with neighbors, and pursue what they love well into their 90s. They possess something that Western culture has largely forgotten, ikigai, a Japanese concept roughly meaning the happiness of always being busy or your reason for being. While most cultures view retirement as the finish line, these Okinawan elders never truly stop working. They simply continue doing what gives their life purpose. When researchers discovered that Okinawa has more people living past 100 than anywhere on Earth, they had to ask, could having a clear sense of purpose actually extend your life? The answer, gleaming from decades of research and countless conversations with the world's longest living people, suggests that diet and exercise matter less than we think, and that meaning matters far more than we ever imagined. Ikigai isn't some mystical force, it's something tangible that every person possesses, though many spend their lives searching for it. For Okinawans, it's what motivates them to greet each new day with energy and intention. Having this clearly defined purpose brings satisfaction, happiness, and meaning in ways that longevity researchers are only beginning to understand. Here's what makes this fascinating. Japan has no cultural equivalent to Western retirement. The idea of permanently leaving the workforce doesn't exist in the same way. Many Japanese people remain remarkably active long after their official retirement age, continuing their life's work as long as health permits. This isn't about financial necessity, it's about identity and purpose. Medical examinations reveal Okinawan centenarians suffer fewer chronic illnesses, maintain better vitality, and experience significantly lowered dementia rates. The connection between purpose and physical health isn't philosophical, it's measurable in blood work and brain scans. What amplifies this effect is the social structure supporting individual purpose. Okinawans participate in moai, informal groups of people with common interests who look after one another. Members make monthly contributions funding group activities, with surplus money rotating to different members or providing advances to those facing financial trouble. This profound sense of belonging increases life expectancy in ways modern medicine is only beginning to quantify. In Ogimi, the village of longevity, community drives everything. The town operates through volunteer work, ensuring everyone feels useful. When asked about longevity secrets, 88-year-old Yuki insisted, "Food won't help you live longer. The secret is smiling and having a good time." Ogimi's 17 neighborhood community centers oversee culture, festivals, and social activities. Residents play gateball, a low-impact sport providing exercise and social interaction regardless of age. During one match, visiting researchers lost to a 104-year-old woman, prompting cheers and laughter. This playful competitiveness, combined with genuine camaraderie, creates an environment where aging feels less like decline and more like accumulation of wisdom and relationships. Life expectancy has increased by 0.3 years annually for over a century. Longevity masters emphasize that maintaining an active, adaptable mind is crucial. Mental exercise creates new neural connections through stepping outside your comfort zone, learning daily, playing games, and social interaction. Managing stress is equally vital, as chronic stress damages cells and weakens telomeres, the protective chromosome caps determining cellular aging speed. While our stress response evolved for immediate dangers, modern humans experience constant low-level stress affecting memory, hormones, and causing irritability and anxiety. Mindfulness, through meditation, breathing exercises, and yoga, powerfully reduces harmful stress. Interestingly, people maintaining low stress levels while facing challenges lived longer than those with completely relaxed lifestyles. Think about the last time hours passed like minutes while absorbed in an activity. That state, where your ego dissolves and you become one with what you're doing, is called flow. Psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi's research examines this complete immersion where nothing else seems to matter. Finding happiness and living according to your ikigai requires maximizing flow time. To achieve flow, you need clear objectives and tasks that challenge your skills without overwhelming them. Activities too simple create boredom. Those beyond your capabilities create frustration. Clarify your objectives before beginning, but once you start, be present rather than obsessing over the end goal. Multitasking is the greatest obstacle to flow. Studies show multitaskers are less productive, make more mistakes, and remember less. Japanese culture embodies intense task dedication through takumis, master artisans with specialized manual skills. The documentary Jiro Dreams of Sushi showcases master sushi chef Jiro, who has prepared sushi daily for over 80 years in his small 10-patron restaurant, prioritizing flow over expansion. Japan boasts the world's highest life expectancy, but Okinawa exceeds even the national average. The distinction comes partly from being Japan's only province without trains, requiring more walking, and the only one successfully limiting salt intake. Okinawa's remarkably low cardiovascular disease mortality rate stems from its distinctive diet. Key principles include extraordinary variety. Centenarians regularly consume 206 different foods, with at least 5 servings from 7 types of fruits and vegetables daily. They eat minimal sugar, 1/3 of mainland Japan, use less salt, and consume fewer daily calories overall. The most powerful principle, the 80% rule, eating until you're almost but not completely full. This practice, dating back to 12th century Zen Buddhism, uses smaller portions on multiple small plates. Calorie restriction without malnutrition extends life by reducing insulin-like growth factor and protecting against obesity, diabetes, inflammation, and cardiovascular disease. Okinawans regularly consume 15 antioxidant-rich foods: tofu, miso, tuna, carrots, bitter melon, sea kelp, cabbage, seaweed, onion, soy sprouts, sweet potato, peppers, and jasmine tea. They drink 3 cups daily of sanpincha, a green tea and jasmine blend that reduces cholesterol, lowers heart attack risk, strengthens immunity, and relieves stress. For those seeking anti-aging foods elsewhere, focus on vegetables like broccoli and chard, oily fish such as salmon and tuna, citrus fruits, berries, and dried fruits, grains like oats and wheat, olive oil, and moderate red wine. The pattern: variety, moderation, and foods that nourish rather than merely fill. Prolonged sitting reduces fitness, increases appetite, and accelerates cellular aging. Counter this with simple changes. Walk 20 minutes daily, take stairs, stay socially active, choose fruit over junk food, and prioritize sleep. Sleep produces melatonin, a powerful antioxidant that strengthens immunity, protects against cancer, promotes insulin production, slows Alzheimer's, and prevents osteoporosis and heart disease. In longevity hotspots, people move consistently rather than exercise intensely. Ogimi residents in their 80s and 90s walk, garden, and socialize constantly without visiting gyms. Metabolism slows 90% after just 30 minutes of sitting, with good cholesterol dropping 20% after 2 hours. Standing for 5 minutes restarts these processes. Radio Taiso, a Japanese morning routine practiced by 30% of the population, focuses on dynamic stretching in 5 to 10 minute group sessions. Yoga unites mind and body through adaptable poses. Tai Chi evolved from a Chinese martial art into an accessible health exercise. Qigong combines qi, life force, with gong, work, to cultivate vital energy, balancing hormones, lowering heart attack mortality, improving bone density, and reducing cancer treatment side effects. The message: gentle, consistent movement beats sporadic intensity. Resilience means facing challenges without letting stress us, staying focused on meaningful goals, maintaining flexibility during setbacks, and concentrating on what we can control. This embodies the Serenity Prayer's wisdom: accepting unchangeable things, courageously changing what should be changed, and wisely distinguishing between them. Human desires are insatiable. We constantly seek better jobs, possessions, or relationships. Ancient philosophers instead aimed for tranquility, freedom from negative emotions like anxiety, replaced by happiness and gratitude. As Epictetus said, it's not what happens to you, but how you react that matters. Wabi-sabi, the Japanese concept of finding beauty in imperfection and impermanence, contrasts with Western ideals of symmetry. The Japanese value irregular teacups because only imperfect things truly resemble nature. Similarly, ichigo ichie, this moment exists only now, reminds us each encounter is unique and unrepeatable. To become truly resilient, create multiple income streams and cultivate diverse friendships to better withstand losses. Set good riddance goals, stopping snacking between meals, paying off debt, avoiding toxic people and obligatory activities, and limiting social media. With this attitude, every setback becomes an opportunity for growth. After interviewing 100 elderly Ogimi residents, researchers distilled their wisdom. Don't worry, keep your heart young, cultivate good habits, nurture friendships, live unhurried yet stay busy, and be optimistic. The villagers maintain vegetable gardens, belong to neighborhood associations, celebrate with music and dance, honor traditions, practice mutual support, and stay productively engaged. This isn't retirement, it's life lived with intention every single day. Modern life increasingly estranges us from our true nature, but our intuition serves as a powerful internal compass. Follow what you enjoy, avoid what you dislike, and keep busy with meaningful activities. The Okinawans teach us not to worry excessively about finding our ikigai. Life is not a problem to be solved. Here are 10 rules from the world's longest living people. Stay active and don't retire. Take it slow. Eat to 80% capacity, surround yourself with good friends, get in shape for your next birthday, smile, reconnect with nature, give thanks daily, live in the moment, follow your ikigai. Once you discover your ikigai, your life gains meaning, bringing flow to everything you do. The centenarians of Okinawa offer a radical alternative to measuring success by salary and status. Measure your life by mornings you wake with purpose, friends who know your name, the garden you tend with your own hands, and the smile that comes naturally because you're doing exactly what you were meant to do.